Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Thursday, April 21. Coming up, toll rate discount extended, contaminated gas report ready for cabinet review, and Savannah Lamar Hospital equipped with special care neonatal unit. The details after the break.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The 25% discount on toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 has been extended for another month. The original 25% discount would have expired Friday, April 22. The extension was granted after meetings between Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry and operators of the toll road. Minister Henry says traffic count factors are being taken into account as negotiations continue to settle on an equilibrium toll. An equilibrium toll is one which would be economically viable for the operators and affordable for the road users. In the meantime, Minister Henry has asked the operators of the highway to do all they can to complete the rest stop facility at Unity Valley in the shortest possible time. Motorists have been calling for the rest stop to become operational as a matter of urgency. Minister Henry says structural works have been completed. However, electricity and water facilities are still being installed. The final report from an investigation into contaminated gas discovered at several service stations last year is complete and will be submitted to Cabinet for review on Monday. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the disclosure during an address at the half-yearly meeting of the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association, JGRA, in Kingston Wednesday.
Our team at the ministry is committed to doing everything in our powers to build integrity and restore trust and confidence within the petroleum market.
Minister Wheatley is commending the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee for its thoroughness in preparing, investigating, and finalizing the report. Based on samples of E1090 and E1087 fuel from service stations across the island in December last year, 17 stations were discovered to possess a contaminant known as gum and were ordered to close their pumps. Dr. Wheatley says the ministry will address the regulation, oversight, and monitoring of the petroleum sector, including the granting and renewal of licenses. He adds that there will be legislative overhaul of the sector to address gaps. The Savannah Lamar General Hospital in Westmoreland is now equipped with a fully outfitted special care unit for neonatal cases. The facility was set up through support from the ISA Trust Foundation, which also donated $24 million worth of critical care equipment such as nebulizers, ventilators, and warmers. Chairman of the foundation, Paul Issa, who formally handed over the equipment Tuesday, said the organization has been working with hospitals across the island to improve neonatal care.
We put in a similar unit at the St. Anne's Bay Hospital, which improved infant mortality by 30%. And so we are trying to replicate that model here and hopefully at other hospitals across the island.
The equipment will provide a treatment space for premature babies and other newborns who may be classified as in distress due to respiratory or other conditions. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, will host the 9th staging of its annual Small Business Expo and Conference on Thursday, May 12. The event will be held in partnership with the National Commercial Bank at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston under the theme Opening the Door to Financing Opportunities. Speaking at the recent media launch, Director General in the Ministry of Industry and Commerce, Vivian Brown, said the expo will provide an opportunity to build awareness and understanding about alternative financing instruments for startups and MSMEs.
We need to look beyond the traditional sources of finance and understand how different instruments can serve our financing needs at specific stages of the business life cycle, taking into consideration the advantages and risks implied, the complementarities and the opportunities that can be provided through some of these sources.
This year, the expo will feature a number of micro and youth entrepreneurs who have been innovative through the use of technology. Other areas of focus include listing on the stock exchange, making your business pitch ready, venture capital and crowdfunding, youth entrepreneurship, proposal writing, and opportunities in new media. The JBDC marks 15 years of operation in Jamaica this year. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.